Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. I'm your host and travel pro, Javon Harley. The website is travelingculturati.com. Check it out and email me. Remember that I want to hear from you.
Audio Jungle.
Well, you know what time it is. It's time for the Culture Report. And today I'm chatting with Erica Gray, Tim Abel, and Kekla Chepape Makato from the Cole Children's Museum of Greater Chicago. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank
you.
Nice to be here.
Erica Gray is the Museum Director of Education. Erica, tell us about the museum.
Sure. Cole Children's Museum is located in Glenview, Illinois. It started out in 1985. We are going on our 30-year anniversary. Our target audience is birth through age 8. All interactive exhibits from a grocery store, a pet vet where kids can pretend to be a veterinarian. We have an awesome art studio where young artists can be creative. Activities change out every month. It's just a wonderful place for families to come and engage with each other.
Tim Abel is the museum education specialist. What about the International Arts and Cultural Exchange that you're currently working on?
Sure. So, I get to actually work in that fantastic art studio.
Yeah.
That's my kind of education specialty. And I'm really excited because we get to do this international exchange and really kind of bridge the wall, break down the walls of the studio and kind of go really large. And we've been able to take a residency program that we started to build up for local artists and really expand it to kind of address an international artist collaboration. So, part of the collaboration and what we're doing is we get to work with Chepepe and Aisha, who's a Cape Town artist. And then we worked with them a couple weeks ago in Johannesburg and did a fantastic program when we monoprinted, did some digital animation, stop motion animation with their monoprints, and did some writing and stop motion animation. Beautiful stuff. Really thinking about the idea of place and local place, and then kind of thinking about that in a really concrete way as international place.
Mm-hmm.
So all kids having a voice in their local place, but then also bridging those voices to be internationally connected voices. So they're coming back here next week to do the same programming that we did in South Africa. So we can have kind of voices from both Johannesburg and Chicago mingling to then have a really great dialogue.
So you've already gone to South Africa, and now the South African artists are coming here to Chicago. Well, we have one of the artists from South Africa here with us, and that is Chepepe. What will you be doing while you're here in Chicago?
The program is starting next week, the second leg of the program exchange, the artist across ocean. I'm here for the second leg of the program, and I visited the studio for the first time, the museum for the first time yesterday, and I was really inspired to see young people, little children, being treated as professional artists, where they are dropped in the morning for their schedule or for the activities or where they just create artworks in the morning and stuff like that, coming in and out.
What is your role at the museum during your visit here in Chicago?
I'll be co-facilitating together with Erica, Tim, and Aisha.
So what has this experience been like overall for you, both in South Africa and then coming here in to Chicago?
Because I've been working with children for the past 6 years, with an organization that I started, which is aimed at giving art education and literacy program to young children, I've learned a lot because I haven't worked with children between ages of 4 and 8. So for 4 and 6, for me it was a great challenge and a great lesson to work with children that later on.
So you're currently working with children in South Africa.
Yes.
Who are artists. So how is that, and how are the children receiving that program to connect here with Chicago?
And they received it quite well. And the collaborative aspect of it and the cross-cultural aspect of it, where children from township, they could be able to be in the same room with children from your northern suburb of South Africa. For me, it was great because it will ultimately break the stereotypes where children are told whatever they are told in their homes in Soweto or in the northern suburbs. So they get to realize the real thing. They get to meet and talk and work together. So it was amazing. And also the fact that the project itself, it took northern suburban children to Soweto for the first time. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's something that it should be done every day so that we try to shape the better world that we want.
Absolutely, and we can certainly thank technology for that. What is next for the project? What's the next step in the overall project?
So I'm glad you brought up the idea of technology, because it's been kind of this really interesting second layer to our project. During our workshop in South Africa, we made digital animations, which, to kind of go back to what you're talking about with the kids, to be able to say your digital animation is going to be seen internationally, and they got a certificate that said they were international artists. So like to have that layer and to have that, then see that and be like that kind of that moment of a realization, a really concrete level. So what we're doing, and we're really excited because when Aisha comes at the end of this week, we can start programming and then planning really concretely about what's going to happen for that May 14th event. We're gonna, our goal is to connect children who've been part of the program in Johannesburg to children who've been part of the program here in the Chicagoland area through that technological kind of connection. So we want to have a live feed to kind of have them be able to see each other, be like, hey, we did this project here and here, and look who, like, kind of really see it, and kind of like how they had that experience in the actual day-to-day programming that we did, to see each other and really kind of getting a new real narrative about who's who. And then we'll be able to display works that were done both there and mingle them. So we want to have work that was done in Johannesburg and here mingled together. And also along with that feed to celebrate kind of not just the making, but the celebration of that connection.
Now, is that the May 14th date when that is going to happen?
Yes, at the museum. We're still working on the timing of it because there's a seven-hour difference between here and Johannesburg. So it will be in the morning, but we're still figuring out that. Yeah.
Afternoon there.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think also, which is a great aspect of this program, is that children can see that there's commonalities between the two. I mean, we're focusing on street names and their names, their given names, and adding decorative elements with their drawings and being able to see all these, you know, different aspects of things that they like that are similar and also different amongst children that they see every day, also that they may not even be aware of.
Will the museum be open to other children in the Chicago area to be a part of that experience on May 14th?
Yes. In the morning, the celebration will be with the school groups. We're going to be partnering with two of our outreach programs and having those children come for the celebration. And then the installation will be up for a while at the museum, so the general public can come in and see the artwork and be a part of the interactive elements to the installation.
I think you guys should take this on the road.
I know, we want to do a part two.
The documentation is going to be really fantastic. We have aspects that we can actually take and digitally transform the monoprints, which is a really basic printmaking technique, and turn it digital and make them into banners. And we have a banner structure in the museum here. It's just the idea of transforming and mingling is really fun. So that'll be part of what we're looking to get, that be part of our kind of result of part of the kind of installation. But in the art studio, we have a nice space that we can document or show, like, the videos that we're making, the stop motion animation, but also documenting the kids working so they can actually see the process of the work, see the work as itself, and then also kind of see not only work that was done in the Chicago area, like with the Austin Street Club and in North Chicago, but also see how that translates or is done also in Johannesburg.
Right, and so will those elements be done simultaneously in Johannesburg as well as here in Chicago?
We wanted equality, like equity, I guess, of install. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to celebrate kind of everyone as equal and celebrate each voice independently. So we wanted to really work with our partner group, Play Africa, so they can have a nice celebration and have equal elements in their celebration too.
Now, how is the MacArthur Foundation a part of the program?
The MacArthur Foundation funded this program. They're the primary funder for this art exchange. There's another element to this funding with the museum offering support for Play Africa. Their mission is to build the first children's museum in Johannesburg. And Stephanie Bynum, the Vice President of Public Programs, supported Play Africa with some foundational work with things to think about when building a children's museum, with staffing, job descriptions, exhibit design. So this will be an ongoing relationship.
Well, that is fantastic. So you have so many different elements of it with the children's, the Coles Children's Museum, the MacArthur Foundation, Play Africa. What I would love to do is, as you said, this is ongoing, is if we could somehow incorporate that into one of our group trips, we would love to be a part of this and stay connected with you to find out how things are going and pay a visit, hopefully.
Yeah, adopt a art exchange program with Cole Children's Museum in South Africa. We would love it.
Yeah, I would love that too. Well, how can we follow the project?
So next week on Monday from 10 to noon, we'll be doing programming, monoprinting, and stop animation with monoprinting process. And that's open to the general public to come to the museum, work with Giuseppe, Aisha, Tim, and myself, and also with our art studio assistants. And then also on Tuesday from 10 to noon and then 1 to 4. And then on Friday from 10 to noon.
And then, of course, we need to look out for what's happening on May 14th.
Yes.
So that we can follow. What's the website for the museum?
Cole, K-O-H-L, childrensmuseum.org.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's such a pleasure. I'm so excited about what you're doing, and I can't wait to see how it all unfolds.
Well, that's it for the show today, but I'll be back next week. And remember, wherever you go, go with all your heart. Confucius. To find out more about the Traveling Culturati, visit the website at travelingculturati.com. Follow and share with me on social media and join the Travel Club. Special thanks to studio producer Brittany Riddle, video producer Howard Little, executive producer Jean Harley, and to you, thanks for tuning in. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati exclusively on HUR Voices.
You've been listening to the Traveling Culturati with travel pro Javon Harley. Tune in next week at the same time on HUR Voices.
Javon Harley here, your travel pro and host of Traveling Culturati, with the top reasons to visit Ghana: history, friendly people, Ghanaian hospitality, and unsurpassed natural beauty. Ghana has it all, but the top reason to visit Ghana is to join me and Advantage International. The wait is over. The dates are set. Join us in Ghana September 8th through the 16th. We'll start in the capital city of Accra and visit the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Pan-African Culture. We'll follow the history of the slave trade, visit the infamous forts, castles, and slave dungeons on the Elmina and Cape Coast, September 8th through the 16th. Fly South African Airways, Africa's most awarded airline, nonstop from Washington, D.C., and stay in deluxe accommodations. Go to advantage-intl.com for complete details. That's advantage-intl.com. See you on the plane.